Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Inyart Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church. And the big healthcare news this week is that Obamacare premiums are going through the roof yet again. This time around the country, they're going up 25% on average. So that's government healthcare for you, sort of like what our veterans get, right? So what's next? Well, I have here, could you hear it? My official ballot is enclosed. My Colorado official ballot, and I'm going to open this. All right. I do believe that healthcare, government healthcare, is on the ballot again. And yeah, here it is. Here it is. Amendment 69, State of Colorado official ballot for Jefferson County. Now, you remember if you like your doctor, you could keep your doctor. Well, I don't even like my doctor, but I still want to keep him. And so we found out, Cheryl and I, for ourselves and our boys, that our insurance company is dropping us, even though we pay a fortune in premiums and have a $10,000 annual deductible per family member. So I've been calling around Blue Cross Blue Shield, Kaiser Permanente, United, whoever, asking, can I get private insurance? I don't want Obamacare. I don't want the Unaffordable Care Act. I want private insurance. And they've all told me, well, your boys who are 15 and 16 years old, sorry, they got to go through government health care flat out. And really, anything you get, it's going to be through Obamacare, whatever you do. So that's horrific. But then, to make matters worse, to add insult to injury, here's my official ballot, Amendment 69. Shall state taxes be increased $25 billion annually in the first year? And in order to provide a single-payer health care system, this is horrific. This is just socialism. And socialism is, it fails because it's immoral, it's destructive. Anyway, they want to increase taxes by $25 billion and they want to take over all kinds of existing government health care programs. So for this nightmare, to talk through this nightmare, we thought we'd talk to a real medical doctor. And so what an honor to have on the line Dr. Jill Vecchio. Dr. Vecchio, welcome to Bob Inyart Live.
Hi, thanks for having me on, Bob. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's my honor. And thank you for your video, Introduction to Amendment 69 Colorado Care. You got about 7,000 views already. So, Jill, could you help us talk through this? This sounds like a wonderful thing. The government's going to take care of everyone's health care.
Well, I can tell you that as a physician, I got involved in health care when Obamacare was being proposed on a national level. I've been to Congress many times, and I read the health care law, Unaffordable Care Act.
Yeah.
I read it when it came out.
Wow.
And I've been speaking on it for about 6 years because I thought it was so horrendous. It was clear in reading Obamacare that it was set up to fail. It was set up to crash the healthcare system, which it's doing. It's doing a really good job of it.
Yeah,
it's easy for them to blame the insurance companies, but what they set up for healthcare has caused the destruction of our healthcare system.
Well, Dr.
Vecchio, it was meant to bring in things like Amendment 69. It was meant to eventually force people to accept a single-payer healthcare system.
Well, Dr. Vecchio, that's why Bill Clinton has been on the campaign trail for his wife, literally trashing Obamacare. And the WikiLeaks has told us, that's a preview for Judgment Day, when the things whispered will be shouted from the rooftops. But WikiLeaks has told us that, indeed, Hillary Clinton is looking forward to the failure of Obamacare so that they could bring in their universal health care, single payer, full on socialism. So what you're saying has support from the candidate's husband and from her own emails.
Yes, exactly. So Amendment 69 sets up, it is not health care. I want that everybody to understand, this Amendment 69, Colorado Care is not health care. They don't provide any health care services. It is only a payment system. And the problem is, when you set up a single payer, any single payer, whether it's on the state level or the national level, you set up a single payer system, you have now created a limited resource. You've turned health care into a limited resource. Mm. Right now, if I use a dollar of health care, it doesn't keep someone else from using a dollar of health care. Mm. Under a single payer system, any universal single payer system, state or federal level, if I use a dollar of health care, that means that somebody else cannot use that same dollar of health care.
Sure, right. It's
taking
it away.
They can't use a dollar of health care.
Yeah, right.
So what, and that's really important for people to understand.
And so the group that is going to be deciding who gets what kind of coverage, it's called Colorado Care. And so they get the money that our taxes will be increased $25 billion in the first year, the amendment says. But they also get a lot of other money. So we could we talk about, you know, the bottom line to me as the pastor of Denver Bible Church, I look at socialism and socialized health care, government health care, and I say it's immoral because the government has no right to do what they're doing, to usurp our economy like they're doing. And the bottom line is it ends up hurting millions of people. But that's the overview for me.
That's exactly right. Now, where they get the money from, so we can talk about where the money comes from. And understand that the cost estimates are just that. They are estimates, and government cost estimates are never, ever accurate. You can never name a single instance where a program cost estimate by the government has ever been on budget.
Well, how about welfare or social security? Oh, no, they were, again, yeah, I get your point. Good point.
Yeah, so the money coming in, the $25 billion tax increase will be a combination of two things. It will be a 10% tax on payroll. So everybody that has a job and everybody who gives somebody a job will be paying 10% of the payroll taxes, two-thirds paid by the employer, one-third by the employee. The other portion of the $25 billion tax increase the first year will be non-payroll taxes. And everybody needs to understand, this is huge. 10% tax on non-payroll income, and that includes Social Security,
wow,
pensions, annuities, investment income, rental income, disability payments, and capital gains. So if you sell your house, whatever profit you make off of selling your house, 10% will be taxed to go to Colorado Care.
In addition to everything else, all the other taxes that we end up paying for,
right,
all these various different ways of trying to survive. I mean, my wife and I, Cheryl and I, we don't have a retirement program. We have our house. When we sell our house, you got to live somewhere. So your kids grow up, they graduate, they get married, and you downsize. But then when we sell our home, the government would take 10% right off the top just from this here new tax increase.
Right, right. And, you know, it would be a calculation for, it wouldn't be the gross sale. It would
no,
be whatever the calculation
our income.
Is for, you know, right, whatever profit you made off of that.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. So like a capital gain or an investment income.
Yes.
So, and that's huge. So understand that people who are retired on Medicare, if you're over 65, you've already paid into a federal health care program. Same goes for ex-military who are on pensions and federal government health care. You'll pay 10% of your pension income, 10% of your Social Security income with a small exemption that can change over time. And then you'll be paying into a system that you may never use. Because you've got federal health care through Medicare or military. So these people are expected to pay into a system that they may never use, while other people won't be paying anything. But the people who won't be paying anything into the system and still reap the benefits of it will be able to vote potentially every single year to increase taxes on those of us who are paying into the system.
Mm.
It's not at all fair. I mean, let's agree, we all agree that we want everybody who needs health care to be able to get the care that they need when they need it at a cost that is affordable to them or to have some charity paying for it. But I don't agree with the idea of government forcing us, you know, being forced charity, because the government or any governmental agency is going to waste most of our money before it ever gets to the person who really needs it.
Well,
they're not going to use it effectively. So I would rather have more control over how I spend my money, and I would rather help people charitably, voluntarily.
Dr. Vecchio, I've been speaking around the Denver metro area at voters' educational events on another Proposition 106, but talking there to a gal very active politically, and she's against this Amendment 69, but she said, I got to tell you what I like about Obamacare, even though I'm against it, is that it mandates coverage of all our children until they're 26. And I said that, well, don't you realize there are tens of millions of young people in America that are having trouble growing up? They're 23, 24, 25 years old, and they still behave like juveniles. And so this is what looks good. There's no such thing as a free lunch. What looks good, if it's not just, if it's not moral, it's going to backfire. And so our family, we're just in the process of losing our insurance. But if the government were to say, here's your free insurance, it's for you and your kids, we don't want that. We don't want it. We want to be responsible for taking care of our own children and ourselves. Now, often when you live in a socialist country, you're forced into these programs. So it's not immoral to sign up if that's what you got to do. But I don't want to be guaranteed health care. I don't want that. I want to have to work for it. And if I can't afford it, I want to be a good enough son, brother, father, grandfather, neighbor that people would want to help me. That's it. I don't want the government being there, so I don't need anyone else in my life.
Well, and the Saul Alinsky rules for radicals, but anytime you have the government in charge of something, they make all the rules. Mm. And when government or some government agency is in charge of our health care, they control us. Mm-hmm. They control our very lives. Mm-hmm. They determine how much money, how much health care we can get from whom and when. You don't get to choose every doctor or every health care provider under Amendment 69. They're claiming that you do, but it's not in the amendment. The only thing in the amendment says you get to choose your primary care doctor, and that's it. They're making the people proposing, or the proponents of Colorado Care, are making a whole lot of claims about what this will do for people. But the majority of what they're claiming is not actually in the amendment. It's just marketing and propaganda. Mm. Most of what people are being told about Colorado Care is a lie. It is not true.
Well, we have examples, with the VA, the Veterans Administration.
Right.
Veterans get health care. The government runs the whole thing, and it's a catastrophe. A while back, we interviewed a documentary filmmaker. His documentary is called Wait Till It's Free. He went over to the UK, interviewed doctors and patients. We know about the lines waiting for health care in Canada, where people die on those lines. People around the world, if they could afford it, they come to the U.S. because we've largely been the freest nation in the world with the freest economy. But when you take countries that don't have our level of health care and you socialize them, and now the government is going to provide all health care, well, sure, it's lousy, it's not great, but the public doesn't notice it as much because they didn't have the best health care system in the world to start with. So we're going from the best health care and we're saying, look at how it's going over in Ireland, look how it's going in Cuba. We got lunatic liberals who think Cuba's got a great system. Look at Canada, and they want to emulate that. And so when you take the best healthcare system and you try to let the government run it, you're looking for a catastrophe in healthcare like the world hasn't seen yet.
You're exactly right. And in Britain, 54,000 doctors in the National Health Service went on strike this year. Now, we're not allowed to strike here, doctors aren't. But in Britain, 54,000 doctors went on strike. Mm-hmm. That was every single 98% of the junior doctors in the National Health Service in Britain. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
They were overworked and underpaid. The physicians are not happy. They're not valued. When the government is in charge, it controls everything. Whoever pays gets to make the rules.
Well, we see,
so by turning over, and really, what sense does it make for us to turn over thousands and thousands, like tens of thousands of our hard-earned dollars to a total stranger or a group of total strangers and say, here, you're in charge of my health care now? Who would do that? It just doesn't make sense.
Well, they know better than we do, and they care about our kids more than we do.
Right.
Right. So, yeah, so basically, yeah. We're creating a middleman.
Yes.
Who runs the whole show, and it's pretty lucrative to be a middleman. And typically,
yes.
The government, you know, the government bureaucracy bloats. It goes almost always only in one direction. Even when Republicans have the White House, domestic spending has always increased beyond the previous Democratic administration. That's always happened since World War II. So as a general rule, whether Democrats or Republicans are in power, the government bureaucracy bloats.
Right.
And so this middleman is going to bankrupt the families that are struggling to survive as it is, like you just described, to increase payroll tax by 10%. And the leftists, the liberals, they drink the Kool-Aid. They think, well, the employer's paying most of that. And that's crazy. I mean, the customers are paying, and the customers are not just going to give more money. So the employers got to reduce payroll so that they could afford this higher tax.
The employers are going to leave.
Well, yeah.
The small business employers, they're going to have like three choices. They can increase their prices, like you said. They can not give salary raises, or they can't give raises. They can't hire people. They're going to have to either shut their doors or move out of the state.
Yeah.
And I've been all over Colorado, mostly up and down the Front Range, talking to small business owners, and they're like, no, we couldn't survive under this. A lot of business owners, this would be like an additional 7% tax. A lot of small business owners depend on part-time workers and workers who don't require health care benefits because they can get their benefits through a spouse or another family member.
Right.
So there are a whole lot of businesses that don't have the profit margin to absorb another 7%.
Well,
they're going to close their doors or leave. And the other thing is that this law depends on a whole lot of people paying more into the system than what they will ever get out of it to make up for a lot of people that aren't paying anything or very little into the system but using a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point, the people who are paying a lot into it are going to say, this is not good for me. I'm out of here.
Mm.
They're going to move away, and then the rest of whoever is left is going to be left holding the bag for all those health care costs.
Well, that's
the people still in here are still here.
That's exactly what's happening with Obamacare. The federal government is saying, well, we have so many sick people who've signed up and the healthy people don't want to sign up. So that's why it's in a crisis right now. I mean,
exactly. It just doesn't work.
So, I mean, it has failed in dozens of states. There are many major insurance companies that have pulled out of dozens of states. There's some states that have now only one healthcare provider.
Mm-hmm.
Some states have gone from 60 options down to 4 options because, hey, the government is providing, and forget about choice, forget about options, forget about treatment if they don't think you deserve it.
Right. And that's the problem. Obamacare depended on young, healthy people agreeing to pay ridiculously high prices for insurance that they were probably never going to use.
Yeah, that's delusional, right?
So, and that's why the insurance companies bought onto this, but they knew that they could increase their prices, and they had to know that they were going to have to increase their prices sky high because
yeah.
The only people who would initially sign on would be sick people, and that's exactly what's happened.
Well,
and the young people aren't stupid. They're not going to pay this. They're not going to pay for something that they're not going to use.
Right, and when the premiums are going sky high, the government, even today, the head of the Health and Human Services, They're saying, oh, don't worry, because of the subsidies, you only have to pay $75 a month. Our family was told, well, your monthly premium will be $1,700, but don't worry, the government will chip in $1,080 a month. And it makes me sick to my stomach. It's making me sick. The Affordable Health Care Act is making me sick.
Well, and think about it. The government is going to pay $1,000 toward your health care. Where did the government get that $1,000? It probably got close to $2,000,
right,
from taxpayers.
Because we're sending
the government a whole bunch of money. They waste a bunch of it. A small little bit trickles back down to whoever they decide gets it. Why don't we just keep that money, and that way we could help twice as many people?
If it
never went through the government,
right,
grinder.
With the government taking its cut as the middleman, it's like every state giving the federal government hundreds of billions of dollars, and you get some billions back for roads and highways.
Right.
It's like, well, how about we not give it to the federal government to start with, and then we cut out the middleman, and we could have better roads?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things I think people should understand about Colorado Care, before we're done with our interview, if you don't mind, this is going to be run by a board of trustees. Initially, it will be 15 political appointees, not elected, political appointees. They're going to make all the rules, set all the ground rules, decide how much they get paid, decide who gets what health care, when, how much they co-pays or whatever. There are no deductibles. That's in the amendment. But they determine co-pays. And the co-pay can be different for one person than it is for another person for exactly the same thing. They get to decide that. Mm. Now, the Board of Trustees and January 2019 will be elected by the people of Colorado. So we have to be 18 years or older. It doesn't matter if you're in our country with or without our permission, So illegal aliens will be able to take advantage of Colorado Care, and they will be able to vote in the elections for the Board of Trustees and to increase taxes. Hmm. So the Board of Trustees, 21 people. So there will be 21 people in charge of $38 billion of somebody else's money. They get to set up the bureaucracy. If the Board of Trustees doesn't like somebody else on the board that we have elected, they get to, with a simple majority of the board, boot that board member off, boot that trustee off, and they get to choose who replaces them with a simple majority of the board. So think about that. It's going to be obvious. They're going to boot off all the people they don't want, bring in people they do want,
of course,
or at least that will do what they tell them to do. It's going to be a private club.
So,
and they're going to have control over all the health care.
Yeah.
They get to decide everything.
So the father of Obamacare did all... They went through all this already in Massachusetts, and it was actually Mitt Romney, the father of Obamacare, and it was Commonwealth Care, and they had their board, they had their connector authority, and the independent board that they put in place to run this thing. Planned Parenthood was given a permanent seat on the board. The board immediately, right from day one of Obamacare, it funded late-term abortion on demand, things that millions of people would gravely object to. And so you think that maybe conservative interests would be on the board? No.
No,
zero. And even though it was Mitt Romney, he had control of, I think it was four of the board members based on his signature, and it was a catastrophe.
Mm-hmm.
And so now Colorado's getting ready to do something even worse, because Romney
it's very different. Colorado Care is very, very different than Romney Care.
Well, Romney's, remember, it had the individual mandate, which is what conservatives said they especially hated about Obamacare. Mm-hmm. Romney had the individual mandate. Well, this
and he
year
had an employer mandate.
Yeah, this year it's just single payer government health care.
Yeah. Except that the only thing, it's not really government health care, because if it were government health care, there would be checks and balances.
Hmm.
In the amendment for Colorado Care, Amendment 69, the wording actually says that the Colorado Care is not an agency of the state and is not subject to administrative direction or control by any state executive, department, commission, board, bureau, or agency. So right now, insurance companies are overseen by the state insurance commissioner. And that, like, the co-op for Colorado Co-op was shut down by the state insurance commissioner because the insurance commissioner looked at their numbers and said, you're not financially solvent enough to pay your potential medical claims. So they shut it down in order to protect the members of the cooperative from having health care bills that wouldn't be paid by the cooperative. That doesn't apply to Colorado Care. So if you have a complaint about a decision the board makes, whether you're a provider or a patient, if you don't like the way it's being run, you can complain to the insurance commissioner, to the state insurance commissioner. That's the only place you'll be able to complain to. But they have no control over Colorado Care.
No
authority.
So you
can complain to somebody, but they can't make them do anything. You can elect different trustees, but the board of trustees can get rid of whoever you elected. I mean, this is frightening. This is a frightening level of, this is more like a Politburo and the Central Committee.
And Dr. Jill Vecchio, by the way, Dr. Vecchio, you must be the same Dr. Vecchio with Rocky Mountain Radiologist. Is that right? You're a successful, award-winning doc. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And thank you for your years of warning people about Obamacare. But since you've been in the ranks for all these years, what is your sense of doctors and how they look at Amendment 69?
The morale of physicians and other providers, and that includes techs, nurses, it's never been worse. Since Obamacare passed, it has gotten worse and worse and worse. More doctors are leaving practice. I have docs in my practice that retired early. They're just like, this is just not worth it anymore. It's not enjoyable when you're just constantly battling a system and you have no control, and you see the decisions that you are allowed to make with and for your patients are dwindling away because of administrative and external control. So that's getting worse all the time. Doctors initially were really split on Obamacare. There were a small number of us that were very loud about it and read the law and knew what was in it and were trying to warn people. Other doctors are like, well, it's better than the system we have because that's screwed up, so at least he's trying something. And now I think they're, after a few years of it, they're starting to realize that it's a huge mess and it's made things much, much worse.
Right.
And Amendment 69, I have met very few doctors who are in favor of this. Now, at first they thought, oh, good, I just want to get paid. I just want to get paid. Great, bring on single payer because then I'll get paid. But the more they learn about it and the more they educate themselves about it, the less they like it. Finally, Colorado Medical Society, and believe me, it was a big battle with them.
Well,
Colorado Medical Society finally came out against it.
Against this.
I can tell you that in general, those Colorado Medical Society doctors are...
All right.
They
Dr. Vecchio, we're out of time. We're going to embed your video on our webpage today. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Take care.
This is Bob Enyart for KGov.com.